Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Touchdown! Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
So Southside Jake is joining us now, and Jake is going to stump me. And actually, we kind of stumped each other because you remembered, I didn't remember this, it was a long time ago, back when I worked at 1250, but that we were in a fantasy football league together. I'd kind of forgotten about that, probably because I didn't do very well.
Me either. I didn't do well either. Those were some slingers there. They did very well.
Did they? I honestly don't remember. I think the only time I won a fantasy football league was when I didn't get paid for winning it. So that's kind of a typical thing. So Nick sort of walked me through this a little bit, but maybe you can tell me, what am I doing here? What are you going to do? You're going to stump me with whatever.
Yeah. It's a basic like three question trivia thing. Okay. where Dorn and Adam and I go back and forth on it. And they're smart guys. So I have
nothing for you. As people can tell, if they've listened here for the first couple of hours, I did absolutely zero preparation for this show. So that's part of it. So I do not have any trivia questions for you. Was I supposed to?
No.
Okay, good.
I'm asking the questions and coming at you.
Okay. All right. Go for it.
Well, this is going to be one question. You got the disadvantage here because I told Dorn and Adam I was going this weekend. So I was hoping they're going to brush off on what happened. This is a very simple one because I know they're not into it either, but all right.
I'm sort of a casual NASCAR guy. Like, I don't mind. I kind of like watching the races sometimes, but, this weekend's was not one of the races that I watched.
Well, we'll see if you get it anyways. I mean, if you're casual, you might know it. So this weekend, history was made with 5 overtime restarts. Yes, there is overtime in NASCAR for the casual fan out there.
Yeah,
it's never been done. I got to witness it, luckily.
Green, white checkers.
Yeah, who won the race with the 5 overtime restarts?
Kevin Harvick.
No, he retired last year, so he wasn't even racing.
Okay, we'll see. Yeah. Well, I retired 2 years ago, so we're even. Jeff Burton.
So I'll give you two more guesses. Who was it?
Jeff Burton. Did he retire too? If I say Tony Stewart or Jeff Gordon, Dale Earnhardt, no, those guys are all retired.
No. They're all retired.
So obviously, Daniel Suarez.
That's a good guess, but no, Joey Logano won that race.
Should have known that.
But Daniel Suarez was a very, very good guess. He was right there.
Was he? What about Chase Elliott? I honestly haven't watched. I sometimes watch the Daytona 500. I actually covered NASCAR. I worked in South Carolina one spring. Very briefly, David Pearson's hometown, and Bud Moore is an engine builder who had Ricky Rudd as his driver.
Yeah,
and so I got to know some of those guys. They were really cool. It was uh, we were actually able to call the Daytona garage from our radio station, and some guy answers the phone. I said, would it be possible to speak with David Pearson? And they went and got him. And this is like after he'd won one of the twin 125 qualifiers. And I'm trying to imagine what the equivalent of some other sport would be where you just call down to the dugout. Hey, can you get Kutch over here for a minute? You know, that kind of thing.
So while I was down there, one of my vendors at work, shout out State Water Heaters, got us all access passes to go into pits, the garages, and everything. And those guys are one of a kind. So it's not surprising that they took the call and actually talked to you. So,
well, we were his hometown radio station and stuff like that. But, yeah. but it was, you know, but those guys are, and it was like that back in the day. They're very customer oriented. I mean, you're a businessman, so you know what it's like. Mm-hmm. But they take care of their sponsors. It's kind of a joke where they, you know, do the post race thing and they talk about, you know, the STP Chevrolet and, you know, all this other stuff. You try to mention as many sponsors as possible, but you know, they're ahead of their time. I mean, the Pirates are wearing a Sheetz patch now on their arm. Nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely not.
All right. So what's the trivia going to be next week that I won't have to know the answer?
Oh man, I don't know. I think, you know, I'm probably gonna ask them a college basketball question next week. I think so. So I mean, I don't know. I can give you a sneak peek, but you know, I don't want to ruin the surprise either.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Blake Hinson. How did I do? No,
no,
he's not in college basketball anymore. All right, well, Jake, thank you very much. Maybe we'll have to get in a fantasy football league again sometime.
I'm in.
Have you ever been on a tiki boat?
No, I've not.
No, would you like to go on a tiki boat?
Of course, I'd always like to go.
Okay, no, I'm not going to give you a tiki boat tickets or anything. I just was curious if you'd ever been, because I'm going to be. That's my question for the day for everybody. I think I forgot to ask Paul. But Jake, thanks much. We appreciate it.
All right, sir. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
Hey, everybody. Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 3 to 3 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear wheel drive and 361 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long range rear wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.